2 months after the website WikiLeaks began releasing diplomatic documents, many of them classified secret, experts say it has published more than 2,600 U.S. State Department cables, just over 1% of its cache of more than 250,000 documents. U.S. government officials have been working to assess the damage done to American diplomatic and military operations by the publishing of those documents. Retired Marine Corps General Anthony Zinni says the release of those cables is a tragedy.
Those that view this as a matter of transparency, freedom of speech, freedom of the press and all are mistaken, because they don't understand the implications for this and what it means in terms of the international diplomatic engagement, in terms of lives that could be threatened, people that have taken great risk and challenging human rights issues, very sensitive security issues.
Zinni says the action by WikiLeaks places lives in jeopardy.
Absolutely it does. I think those in confidence expressed views that may have put them counter to their own government, to their own society, those that are trying to reform, those that provided intelligence information, they become at risk. I think our soldiers become at risk. It may create a hostile environment that we would find some of our military and diplomatic personnel at risk.
But former Secretary of State Lawrence Eagleburger disagrees.
If jeopardy means loss of life, I'm not so sure that's the case. But if what it means is that some diplomats won't be able to do their jobs because they will have been, shall we say, outed in something they've done that puts them in an awkward position in terms of their reputation, it may be that there will be some diplomats that will have to seek other employment because nobody will want to talk to them or use them. I don't think it's life-threatening, let's put it that way.
Some of the WikiLeaks cables dealing with the United States show that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton instructed American diplomats to obtain a wide variety of information about senior United Nations officials, including credit card numbers, fingerprints, and computer passwords. Eagleburger says the documents show normal diplomatic activity.
It's revealing some of our secrets. It's revealing some of the ways in which we do business. When people say, how could the Secretary of State be involved in encouraging us to encourage the spies and so forth, I would have to tell them that if she weren't encouraging our recruiting of spies, I would think that she should be fired. If we want to act like we never have hired a spy or should never hire one, that's about as absurd as you can get.
The publication of the WikiLeaks documents created a diplomatic uproar around the world when the website began releasing them late last year. But Eagleburger questions what impact the cables will have in the long term.
It's an awkward issue for us right now, but a year or two from now, we will barely remember it. I do not think it is going to have a major impact on the way in which we do business. I hope we will have found ways to avoid it ever happening again, but I don't think it's going to have any major impact over a longer period of time. It's not going to prove to be the big issue that we think it is right now.
Some experts say the WikiLeaks disclosures were possible because some barriers to sharing information among the various U.S. government agencies were brought down following the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Analysts say that gave many more people access to classified documents. Former National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft says there may be a backlash.
In sharing information, there needs to be some monitoring of unusual activity which could reveal that the system's being misused. And one of the dangers of the WikiLeaks is that all those barriers will now go back up again. And therefore, we will suffer by each agency protecting its important document and not sharing across the board.
Scowcroft says the information sharing system must be fixed so that people who need the access could have it and people who don't need it don't get it. The former National Security Advisor says that should not be an overwhelming challenge. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.